Yes, indeed, you're tuned in to The Conversation on Radio Islam International. Time to chat to our traumatologist and wellness expert as well. It is Janine Shamos. Good morning and welcome to the program, Janine.
It is so great to be back.
It's so great to have you back, and it's been quite some time. How are you doing?
All good. Over the COVID, mostly, and it's been a bit of a rocky road, but yeah, all good.
That's great to hear. Janine, now, today we're talking about despondency, so maybe we start at the very beginning. What is despondency?
Such an important topic. So, in a nutshell, despondency is a negative or sad emotional state. So, if you think of depression, it's that state of feeling really down. What's the point? Why am I doing this? Sluggish, fatigued, that just down feeling.
So, is there something wrong with us if we feel despondent, especially now?
So, it's, we're dealing with so much, and it's a normal emotional human reaction to feel, you know, that sort of sense of anxiety. In the beginning, it was almost good. It kept us vigilant. And now it's got to the point where there's a lot of, there's more infections. We're at the third wave. People are imposing more restrictions. We're more worried. We're lacking the stability. So it is very normal to feel down, to feel I don't want to go anywhere. I'm feeling miserable. But we need to also look at is that all the time or just some of the time?
We're chatting to Janine Shamos, and you can let us know how you keep going. How do you remain sane and hopeful at this time on 072-786-1548. I'll read those messages out towards the end. Janine, is feeling COVID despondency or burnout, is it the same as depression?
It's similar. But no. So very similar kind of feelings. And we've kind of, a couple of months into the pandemic, people started talking about COVID burnout and just feeling that exhaustion of the pressure of a different world and a different way of interacting and a different way of working. We're very much, depression is very much a sad emotion. And for a lot of the time, you know, we're reacting to things outside us. We're bombarded with negative media. We're bombarded with people kind of showing us awful things all the time. So there is that sense of, I can't. I just want to, can we just go back to normal? And in the beginning, we were talking about new normal, which I think we've all realized is not going to happen. Mm-hmm. But that sense of, if COVID went away and it wasn't this, everything would be okay. So that is really the difference between the COVID burnout and depression or clinical depression in itself. But that sense of despondency can certainly trigger or lead to depression if we're not careful.
So what are the signs that we're heading down this slippery slope of despondency?
So I think a lot of people will recognize some of these or all of these symptoms. The one is feeling lethargic all the time. So you, not just physically, you feel physically tired, you feel heavy, you have no energy to do anything, your spirits are low, just that really pushed down feeling. You also don't feel like taking the initiative. So you think, I probably should cook something. Oh, I can't. You know, that sense of, I can't. And we become complacent, and that's very slippery in itself. We become reactive rather than proactive. So unimportant things start to get to us. The yappy dog next door that's never been a problem. The dripping tap. And you start getting angry or feeling like quite strong reactions to things that really aren't important. The feelings of I'm not good enough, you start doubting yourself. You start doubting your abilities, your potential. A lot of people have gone through unemployment, different employment, and you start thinking, oh, maybe I am just terrible. Maybe I'm not worth it. Maybe this is my fault. And that insecurity starts coming up from that. So we're insecure about our future. But things that we've always kind of taken for granted that, okay, I'm having a down day today, tomorrow will be better, we don't feel that. We feel it's never going to be okay. And for people who are in that state, we often say things we shouldn't say. We make decisions that are a little silly. We lash out and then we feel guilty and regretful, which just continues the whole cycle again.
Now, you've given us the signs, so how do we beat it?
An interesting one. The first thing is to recognize it, which is always the danger. You know, people kind of, we go, yes, I'm sure I know someone like that. But we have to almost admit it to ourselves that this is how we're feeling. This is the space we're in. And no, we're not wrong. There's nothing wrong with that. It's not a weird reaction, but it is a slippery slope and detrimental. So the two things immediately to look for, if you're worried that this is going somewhere else rather than just being a mood for the day. COVID-19 has placed huge restrictions on us. It's limited a lot of the things we can do, how we interact, how we experience joy. So the one big thing to look for is, are we self-imposing restrictions? So are we putting more boundaries on ourselves than health regulations say? So, yes, I can go to the shops and sanitize and wear a mask, but I'm not going at all. I'm now opting to only get deliveries because I can't even leave the house anymore. That's a very important sign. And to look at the attention, how long are your symptoms lasting? Is this something that is a day or a couple of days? And that's fine. You're allowed that. Is it lasting weeks? Has it been months? We need to look at that. So it's very important to be very honest with yourself first and foremost. And then identify, hang on, I think I'm in this despondent state. I need to get out of it. And the first thing is to make a list of what you can and cannot control.
Right.
We all think we can control more than we can. So that is your first step. Be in the present moment, and that's very difficult. It's much easier said than done. So a little tip for people, because we say, don't just be in the present, concentrate on the now. It's very difficult because we're emotional creatures and we wander backwards and forwards. What if, what happens then, why? The brain is a strange thing. It can't focus on two things at once. So if we're concentrating on the birds singing, where the sun's shining, how much we feel it, how we're breathing, what the beat of the music sounds like, we actually can't focus on our negative thoughts at the same time. So it's training yourself to shift that focus. Something that you can physically do for people, despondency is a very physical thing as well. We don't move. When you feel down and despondent, you stay in one place. You kind of stay in bed, or you're huddled on the couch, or you're very stationary. So we need to physically move, shift your energy, move some furniture around, get up and walk, go outside, do something. Even though your body's going, no, I want to stay in a ball, don't listen and go out, move. So almost the opposite of what your body tells you. And the one thing I know we spoke about right at the beginning of the pandemic, it was a question on, do you wear perfume when you're working from home? I so remember that. And yes, you do. So even though we're not, some of us are still not leaving the house and not getting out of pajamas, dressing up makes us feel better. When we look better, we feel better. So it's kind of that sense of shifting how we're thinking, how we're looking at ourselves, and that changes how we feel about the situation too.
So finally, why do we feel despondent? Is it purely emotional or is it something else?
So the human brain, and the reason I think it's important, because a lot of people, and there are a lot of very rational people who go, oh, it's just emotional, stop it. No, it actually isn't. So we have our left brain, right brain. And literally, our left brain becomes active when we feel that miserable, depressed, despondent state. And that makes us focus more on proving that we really are miserable. So when you're feeling that side, your left brain is engaged, and that will look for all the signs. So, oh, look, there's a cloud. Oh, the neighbor's dog's barking. Oh, look at that, it's going to rain. Oh, the cricket's washed out. It looks for all of that to prove that you're right to be miserable. So we need to really almost force our brains into right brain, be creative, get up, move, sing, dance with a mop, do whatever you need to do to change our brain chemistry, because it's not purely emotional. It's a scientific, physical thing as well.
You've given us many pearls of wisdom there and lots of info to help others who might be feeling similarly. Janine, we thank you so much for your time. It's wonderful having you back. You have a wonderful day and week going forward. We'll chat next week.
Fantastic. Thanks, everyone. Have a great week.
Bye-bye now. That was Janine Shamos talking to us about despondency and how to fight back. And I just realized I was supposed to let Janine read or be with us while I read some of the messages. I think she's gone already. She has already gone away. I'll just try and get her on. I wanted her to just go through some of the messages that have come through. And you've got a few minutes. You can get yours in on 072-786-1548 in terms of how you remain sane and keep hopeful during these hectic times, you know. How do you just fight against everything else and still be happy-go-lucky and okay during these times? We want you to share with us on 072-786-1548. All right, I think we can struggle to get... Shubi's going to try in the background to get Janine on for a few minutes. If not, it's cool. I'll read out those messages that have come through on the topic. And, it's cool. We'll play one of our cool nasheeds while I line those messages up for you. And, you still have a few minutes to talk to us. What keeps you going? How do you remain sane and keep hopeful during this time? 072-786-1548.
You are the one who we turn to. You are the one who we go to. Allah, you are the one who helps us through. When life's hard, we depend on you. We depend on you. You're the one who answers our doors. You're the only one who heals broken hearts. So keep us on Sirat al-Mustaqim. Allah, you're lucky, karo. Dukh na kisi ko diya karo. Jo duniya ka malik hai, naam usi ka liya karo. Allah, Allah. Allah, Allah. Allah, Allah. Kiya karo. Dukh na kisi ko diya karo. Jo duniya ka malik hai, naam usi ka liya karo. Allah, Allah. Allah, Allah. You are the one who cares for us.
You're our stand for us, Lord.
Our love for you shines brighter than the stars. You are the one who's always there for us.
Yes, indeed. We managed to get Janine back on. How's it, Janine?
Sorry about that, everyone. You can see I haven't been doing this for a while.
No worries. It's actually my fault. I forgot to read out the messages that came through before letting you go. So we'll go through some of them right now, okay? Hasina saying...
Fantastic.
She says, I wake up an hour earlier just to have time to be still inside myself and process my thoughts and make dua, pray, right? The fear COVID has brought really drains me.
It's such an important time to just be. Very, very important to bring that stillness to ourselves.
Then Zenith says, so much keeps me going. I'm one of those that believes you can have it all, whatever it may be, but to do that, you have to work hard. My kids drive me. My husband is always there when I'm having doubtful moments. The joy in my parents' faces, success in my studies and at work. Eating well and making time for me, it motivates me and keeps me sane and hopeful.
As you said, my children are driving me. I thought there was going to be nuts involved.
I was waiting for that as well.
Brilliant job.
And then this one says, what keeps me sane is helping others and knowing that the reward must come from Allah and not the person I helped. Also saying, I expect nothing from this world. I expect everything from the Almighty in paradise. This from Sister Sadia.
Beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. Someone said to me the other day that this is all about a conversation between you and God. There's nothing else. It's not you and people. It's you and a higher power, and that's what drives them.
100%. There's one quite lengthy. I'll try and read through it if I can. Just one second. I saw it now. Oh, here we go. It says, we have lost many dear and loved ones over the years, and their memories remain with us. But the loss with this pandemic seems so very painful, and the fact that we cannot attend the funerals or meet the families makes us feel that there really isn't no closure. But the Almighty Allah knows best. Our behavior previously at funerals started becoming almost disgraceful and party-like, and the Almighty just put a stop to all this through this pandemic. I lost a very dear and loving uncle a few weeks back, a very special uncle who always greeted us all nieces and nephews with huge hugs and parted with sincere prayers to us. May Allah grant him and all marhumin the highest stages of Jannah. So this listener just putting it all in perspective in terms of how, you know, maybe the behavior at funerals wasn't at its optimal best. People, you know, tended to use it as a like a reunion of sorts. Hey, I haven't seen you for long, and you know, you forget the purpose that you're there for.
Absolutely true. And I think that we are forced to face grief and loss very differently now, and it strengthens or deteriorates depending on where we are, but it really does strengthen our connection with the world and with the people. You know, keeping memories alive for the right reasons and in the right way is so important.
Right, and there's one more coming through. Listener still typing. I'll just give her a few seconds to do so. Hey, oh no, Shams. This is from earlier on. The listener who said that they, you know, what's keeping them sane is knowing that. Earlier on, what they were saying, I expect nothing from this world. I expect everything from the Almighty. She said, we lost four family members in our family in 1 year. Four family members have passed on. And there are
The loss is huge.
Yeah, and there are many families that have lost as well during this time. And that's why we were with our insert earlier on, our discussion on despondency and how to tackle it, I'm sure will help a lot of people. I'm going to try and get that podcasted as well so that it can reach a different audience as well. Janine, this time for real, thank you so much. But we can close it off now properly. Thank you so much, Janine.
Thank you to you and your listeners as well, and just strength and healing and faith to everybody out there.
Amen. Bye-bye now.
Thank you.
That was Janine Shamos talking to us. For the second time, I forgot to read out the messages that came through. I said I'll read it with her so she can just process it and comment on them. So we've managed to do that. Jazakallah khair to all of you for interacting with us throughout the show. Tomorrow, of course, will be Tuesday, so we'll have some choices for you. If an interesting idea for choices comes up in your mind, feel free to send it through on 072-786-1548. We're ending off now, so you can email me, ejaz@radioislam.co.za. Send any topics that come to mind which you think would be wonderful to discuss on the conversation. You can do so via that email, ejaz@radioislam.co.za. So we're going to leave it there for today. I think I've read all the messages that have come through. Yes, indeed. So we'll close it off for today, inshallah. So from Ronald Evergy, from Janine Shamos, our engineer Shoaib, and myself, Ijaz, for today, it's assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.